Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us is Ken Lovett, the columnist and Albany bureau chief for the New York Daily News. And Ken, in your column this morning, I see that, we're back to three men in a room in the negotiations in Albany.
Yeah, the much maligned three men in a room. The last 2 years, it was actually up to four men in a room, because the breakaway Democrats, a group of five people led by Senator Jeff Klein, that were controlling the Senate with the Republicans, they were part of the whole process with the governor, the Senate Republican leader, and the Assembly Speaker. But now that the Republicans have grabbed control of full majority of the Senate, Jeff Klein seems to be out, and the governor is not going to invite him back to the big table.
And it seems like, despite that fact, that the coalition will still try to hold together.
Yeah, the coalition is still together, but in a different form. Unlike the last 2 years, where Jeff Klein and his members had the ability to block legislation from coming to the floor, where Jeff Klein was the co-president with Senate GOP leader Dean Skelos, now all the Republicans have to do is consult with the independent Democrats. So there's really no formal role. What the Republicans are hoping is that having the IDC, the Independent Democratic Conference, side with them, it'll give them votes if they need them in tight areas and controversial areas. And also, if any lawmakers, because the balance is so delicate right now, if any Senate Republicans have health issues or leave for whatever purpose, indictment or anything else, that they'll have the votes from the IDC to keep them in power.
Well, some folks are leaving power positions with the governor's office. We even see that Robert Megna, the former budget director, now going to run the Thruway Authority. And you have a little item here about a Republican consultant hired last year as a special advisor to Cuomo who's leaving.
Yeah, a lot of people were surprised last year when the governor hired Susan Del Percio. You know, in political circles, she's well known. She's a Republican strategist and a commentator on TV, cable news. The governor hired her last year. Most people thought, and it's probably true, that he did it to keep her away from working with Rob Astorino, the governor's Republican opponent last year. She was on the government side, but now that the campaign is over, surprise, surprise, she's leaving, and she's going back to the private sector.
We've been talking with Ken Lovett, the Albany bureau chief and columnist for the New York Daily News. You can find his work at nydailynews.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.